challenges.
Welcome to another episode of Social Media Currency. My name is Gordon So, and I am your host of Social Media Currency. So today I have a very special guest with me, two individuals that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. I have Ms. Suzanne Hart, who is a published author and a sought-after international speaker. And I have a friend that I just met, and they say a friend is only a stranger you haven't met yet. So Brent, welcome.
Thank you.
And he's an individual that loves to help people make money. How many people like to make money? Yeah, everyone, right?
I think everyone. Yeah. Safe to assume.
So let's do some random thoughts here. And I want to talk about podcasting. Suzanne or Brent, which one of you would like to start? And let's talk about podcasting. What is it? And who should use it?
Let our guest start.
Let our guest Brent start. All right, Brent.
It's always fun. So I think podcasting right now is the new form of radio. And anybody who's listening, I think it's a great opportunity to have your own radio station for a very, very small cost. And if you think about it like that, you think about when people really started to get into radio, it was an area you couldn't get into because you couldn't afford the equipment. The barriers to actually get on the air were ridiculous. Mm. And they were controlled by a very small few. We know how that worked. And then now, you can actually go buy a mic, do it from your phone, which we all carry, get a station anywhere from $9 to $100 a month, or free in a lot of cases.
Yes.
It's an amazing time right now. Podcasting is the new radio.
Yeah. Well, I use Podbean. I have an affiliate link with Podbean, so maybe that's that's why I like. No, other than that, you know, Brent, I love Podbean because I really believe they're just an incredible platform. And you're right. For $9 a month, I can broadcast my message all around the world.
Yep.
I think the other powerful thing is, if you know me, I say that the world is waiting for your unique voice, right? We're all brilliant, we're all special, and the world is waiting. And I think what's so important is that this is an opportunity for those individuals who know they have a message, that there's a unique group of people that are waiting for, to have a platform that there's no barrier to access other than your own courage to step out, right?
I love that.
And put your voice and your message into the world. So here you are, you have a platform, and you know you have a message that's heavy on your heart that people need to hear, whether it be business, whether it be personal, whether it be educational. There's no barrier to access. And now you have a place where your message can not only touch your city, because that's usually where most people are. You know, I'm speaking to my local group. Now you have a platform where you can go world.
But some people are releasing podcasts to ease their pain.
What do you mean?
So a lot of people have these thoughts, these emotions bottled up, and there's no one to listen. When you create that podcast, the world is now not only accessible to you, but you can pour out of yourself and get it out your soul and put it into the universe to maybe get healing.
Mm. That's incredible.
Oftentimes people have suffered from depression, they suffer from different diseases because they feel isolated. Mm-hmm. When your voice can travel over the airways and now anybody can hear and you feel like you're heard, it releases something in you that's healthier.
That's incredible. Yeah.
And I think the power of that, Brent, is that, you know, stories, personal stories touch lives, right?
Wow.
And you don't, you know, oftentimes when I was going through my stuff, I thought I was alone. I was the only person going through this. And the first time I had the courage to share my story to an audience, I had people coming up going, oh my gosh, I am so grateful you shared.
Wow.
You touched me. I thought I was alone. And actually that's how my speaking career started.
I love it. So Suzanne, the courage to tell your story, could you share with us your story?
My story.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let our audience know. Again, welcome to Social Media Currency. You're here with two of my very special guests, Mr. Brent Simpson and my good friend Suzanne Hart. And I would love for you to hear her story because it literally blew me away and inspired me. So, Suzanne, please, if you can.
Absolutely. For my, you know, I will take you back about 15 years. And
15? You don't even look 15. Come on.
15 years ago, you know, Gordon, father will get you everywhere, right? So I'll take you back 15 years, and I was living in the city of Toronto. Mm. My background's family, individual, and group counseling. I'm a crisis counselor. And I was managing one of the largest drop-ins in the downtown core of the city of Toronto for women. Hmm. So we saw women that were homeless, women who had mental health and chose not to medicate, and women who had addictions that were still using.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, Gordon, the little adrenaline junkie that I am, I loved it.
Yep.
Absolutely totally loved it.
Wow.
And real quick, just because this is an international interview, and for those who are watching from the U.S., a drop-in to us is actually like a homeless shelter or a shelter type of condition. So it may, and I know, you know, we're just international here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so sometimes you have to stop and give the explanation the
context.
The words. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. And and this program is like a day program shelter, if you will.
Okay.
Right. And I supervised a team of crisis workers. And so we would deal with crisis day in, day out. And I loved it, but I never actually understood the impact it was having on me.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And so I got to the point where I was so exhausted, it didn't matter how much I slept.
Wow.
I was beginning to lose my mental clarity, and I was feeling overwhelmed. Now, the private part of that was, so to most people, I was at the top of my career.
Mm-hmm.
My private and secret shame was that although I was getting these different positions and growing, my income wasn't growing at the same rate, but my lifestyle was growing.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. How many of us are like, stuck to that? Our dreams are this big, but our income's this big, right?
So there was definitely more month left at the end of my money every month. And I was suffering, and I was embarrassed, and I was ashamed because I have 7 years of post-secondary education. Mm. I went to work in my profession. I've supposedly climbed that ladder we all talk about.
Yes.
But realizing my ladder was against the wrong wall.
Mm. Wow. That's good. I'm gonna use that.
Right.
First two times I use that, I'm gonna give you credit, and then
after
it's mine.
Ladder,
it's yours,
right?
Mine.
So
ladder against the wrong wall.
Brent, where has this young lady been all her life?
Yeah, that was good.
Love it.
Yeah.
So realizing that my ladder was against the wrong wall, and you know, to use that analogy, we place our ladders where we think we're going to get what we want.
Yes.
Right? So here I am praying, and a friend of mine calls me, and that was my introduction into network marketing and the opportunity to change my life. Right? But what it really introduced me to when I say to shift the ladder to a different wall was that the ladder that I had my life against was a ladder that said work hard, get a great education, and go trade time for dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And I never understood this concept of trading time for dollars.
Trading time for money.
Yeah. Okay. And then it began to land that somebody told me I was worth like $40-$50 an hour, and I was excited at one point.
Yes.
And trading 40 hours for $50, you know, an hour times 40. So income's limited.
Yes.
And
when
I got that, the light bulb went off.
Yeah.
Right? Because then I was like, I know I have talent, treasure, gifts inside me.
Yes.
And I began to realize, and anyone listening, this is a piece, that no one was going to pay me what I truly believed I was worth.
Wow.
So I began to realize that if I understood what I was worth, how do I put my brilliance into the world and leverage it?
It's incredible. Wow.
And so the journey of network marketing, the biggest thing it taught me was the power of leverage. I tell everybody it's my favorite word.
Mm. Leverage.
Right?
Leverage. Love
leverage,
that word.
Leverage. Yes. Right? And I think it should be everyone's favorite word.
Okay. Why is it your favorite word?
Because once you understand the power of leveraging talent, right? So we're all here, and we all bring different skills to the table.
Yes.
And I may have one idea, but I can leverage your talent, my talent, and now I'm bigger, bolder, and I can do more. I learned that there's a power of leveraging time, right? So if you put in 10 hours, you put in 10 hours, and I put in 10 hours, we have 30 hours, although we're all just putting in 10.
What a powerful concept.
Yeah. When you said it, I was one of the things, I was going to wait though, but one of the things we talk about in, you know, our company is that leverage really is a time multiplier.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so when you have a time multiplier, you actually become a time traveler.
Wow, I love that.
Okay, so
there you go. Got
ladder
that one
against
too.
One wall, and now we got time traveler. Note taken time.
But I mean, it's really true because you know you're moving through time at such a hyper accelerated rate, no one can keep up with you.
Yes.
Because you understood leverage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was
no,
you
but, that, but it's leveraging. So it's leveraging talent and treasure.
Yes.
Leveraging time.
I love it.
There's the opportunity to leverage productivity. Mm-hmm. Then there's the opportunity to leverage our ability to spend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this
right?
is beautiful.
So
beautiful.
So if I have something I want to bring to the marketplace, and I leverage his database's ability to spend, your database's, and so once I began to get that,
yes.
right, I understood that 1% of my effort.
Wow.
I could have 100% of my effort, but why not take 1-2% of my effort and 1-2% of 100 or maybe 1,000 people's
amazing.
Effort? Now I've got time freedom.
I love that.
Now
who said
I've,
that? J. Paul Getty, right? One of the wealthiest men in the world said that.
Yeah. So now I've got time freedom, and with time freedom, there's this thing called wealth. Because wealth is attached. Wealth is only possible when your income is not attached to time.
Wow. I love it.
Right.
So what did J. Paul Getty say? He would rather earn 1% of the efforts of 100 people than
100% of his own.
Of his own efforts.
Right.
Folks, if you're watching right now, welcome. This is kind of neat because this is an episode of Social Media Currency. And normally it's just a podcast.
Yeah.
And uniquely enough, we're actually doing a live podcast with right here, just with my iPhone and a little microphone. And, you know, Brent is up here from the U.S., and Suzanne is actually here from Montreal, which is amazing. And the fact that we can actually go live on Facebook internationally and on audio, which is going to go on to Podbean and then syndicate it to iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and all kinds of other platforms. So I love social media. I'm going to ask you guys right now, I love podcasting as a social media platform. Is there a favorite platform, Brent, that you use for social media?
So for social media, you guys watching and people listening, I use Facebook a lot. And the reason why I use Facebook often is because it gives me the ability to interact with the audience. And it's something about being able to see people, seeing their reactions, seeing the intensity in them. However, I've learned that a blind person can't see you, so what then communicates who you are and what you feel is your voice. And then you take that takes you to the podcast.
Wow.
You know, how does your voice, how does the inflection, how does the intensity feel? And it feels a certain way when it comes to the radio that actually sometimes can benefit you from not being able to see the person. Because then you're not creating these outwardly thoughts based on how they look. It's pure. And it's just based off of, you know, what you're putting into the content.
So they can actually see you, right?
Yeah, they can.
See you, yes.
So it's two platforms that I think are different purposes.
Yes.
But the same message.
Same message.
And, you know, so I do use Facebook to kind of give a short answer. And for podcasting, I currently use podcast websites.
Yes.
But I'm moving to Podbean.
Podbean. Yeah. Love it. Love it. And, you know, sometimes what I do, Brent, is either I record directly right onto this app, which is so easy now, record.
Yeah.
And then just hit a button and it's submitted right onto Podbean, into iTunes. And there's times now when I do a Facebook Live and then I'll extract the audio.
Yeah.
So I just repurpose that.
Yeah.
Suzanne, is there a favorite platform you use?
Absolutely. Like Brent, I use Facebook.
Okay.
I also use, of course, podcasting.
Yes. What's the name of your podcast, actually?
Fit, Fab, and Fulfilled.
Fit, Fab, and Fulfilled. I love that. How many people would like to be fit, fab, and fulfilled? I mean, look at Suzanne. Like, she's like fit, fab, and fulfilled.
Right. And then I use YouTube.
YouTube,
right? And again, it is for the same reasons, because, you know, think of all the people that are commuting. So I know when I lived in Toronto, I spent way too much time in my car. Mm-hmm. I churned through audios like you, if you see my audio library back in the day when there was CDs, it's crazy, and that's what I did when I was sitting in traffic. So podcasts, when you're just doing strictly audio, download, listen on your commute. Then you have your people that are purely visual. YouTube, one of the biggest platforms out there, right? So people who will go and find me on YouTube and listen to my message.
It's amazing.
And then there's Facebook,
yes.
where you get interaction and engagement, right?
Love it.
I think the other part about Facebook is it allows you to build that community.
Love it.
Through the group where you are able to interact and begin to create a following that you're engaging with.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Go ahead. But that Facebook Live piece, that is where it kind of shines.
When people, Facebook Lives.
Yeah, when people can comment, or you guys might be commenting now, so if you are, I'll respond in a little while. But basically, when you can get that real-time input, and for people, you know, listening to the podcast right now, it's you're driving or you're in the gym and you want to comment,
absolutely.
You can't get in. You can't speak. But with Facebook
it's
Live.
It's live.
And so it gives that interaction between us that creates a relationship. That relationship as to what? Like, no trust factor faster.
Wow.
And so now we get the light, no trust factor. And then we translate that into the podcast.
You know, I love it's free.
Yeah.
It's all free.
Well, nothing's free. Your time, right? Yeah. But still.
Yeah.
Now,
Facebook takes the cost. They eat the cost, so utilize it.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. I've got a question for Susanna, and I'm going to get come to Brent, and then maybe we could wrap up.
Yeah.
Susanna, you talked about having too much month at the end of the money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where are you now, and why are you here in Toronto this week?
Well, I think the beautiful thing about this journey is it brought me from financially upside down to financially upside to right side up to having some level of financial freedom. And the definition I'm using is when there's more money than there is monthly expenses, right?
Mm.
And
been there. Don't try it, you guys. It's not fun.
Right? And so for me, it's that journey of really being able to create access to time freedom.
Wow.
And not only for myself, but for every person listening.
Yes.
Because, you know,
time for every time I see you, you're somewhere, like you're on vacation somewhere. I love that, eh, Brent? Like,
freedom. Well, one of the things I began to realize was that, you know, when you live in your passion, and my passion is speaking training, you know, it's one of those things. It is, why not do it in a way that allows you to live the life you desire?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So the beautiful thing about speaking and training is I get to travel, which is one of my passions. I get to see different places. And it's truly a gift. The key thing about time freedom and wealth creation, I believe it's each and every one of our responsibilities.
Wow.
Because when one creates wealth, all it represents is the brilliance and the services that you're putting into the world.
Mm.
But it also is a reflection of our growth.
Yes.
And our continuously increasing capacity.
Mm.
And so for me, I learned that if I am not growing, I'm definitely not standing still.
Wow. Say that again. If I'm not growing.
If I'm not growing, I'm definitely not standing still.
Mm.
Right? So, and humans are built for growth. We're not built for standing still, because so if you're not growing, you're dying. So life energy, and we all know it, when you are in that space where your life is being expanded and you're being stretched and you're growing, I know you feel the most alive.
Yes.
And so because it's life energy, the energy of creation.
Yes.
And we're designed to create.
Wow.
So for me, you know, this whole journey of becoming, you know, no one wants to get to, you know, people say, I just want to get to debt free. Well, debt free is zero. And zero gets you no further. But it's how do I continuously begin to increase and increase and grow and expand. And because in order for that to happen, you're growing and expanding you, as you know.
That's incredible. And why are you here this week?
I'm here this week because I'm at Netwin Place.
Yes, thank you for coming. I mean, it's like, a 6-7 hour drive for you to get here from.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But,
thank you.
You know, it's the passion, a passion of doing what you love.
Yes.
And so I'm here for Wednesday, which is...
This Wednesday.
November 14th. And I'll be speaking about unleashing the power of your story. I get excited just saying it.
Yes.
Unleashing the power of your story. And it is truly about the belief that every single one of us have experiences that create the most impactful stories. And within those stories are lessons that will guarantee, I know will bless someone else.
Wow.
So it's really helping people extract that story, find the lessons in it so that they can show the world how they created victory in their life. Because we all are looking for heroes. We are all looking to be inspired by those individuals who've overcome something.
Mm.
And I truly believe that each of our stories, there is someone out there that will be touched by it and transformed by it and will shift their life as a result of your courage to put your story into the world.
That's incredible.
On Wednesday at from 12 till 2.
Right here. Right here
at Netwin
Place. Yes. 12 to 2.
And again at 7 to 9, we'll be talking about how you can unleash the power of your story.
Yes.
So you can impact that unique audience that's waiting for you. Right?
That's incredible.
The world's waiting.
That's incredible.
The world's waiting for your
story. And I understand you're covering the cost of the event, so folks can actually come and attend this event.
You know what? NetWin Place, if you haven't been here, it's a meeting space for entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And Kula, who's the owner, is generously covering
wow.
the cost of the event so that people can come and connect and expand their communication skills, because it doesn't matter what you're doing in the world, communication is one of those keys
yes.
to unlocking
I love
your
it.
Success.
Thank so. You so much, Suzanne. And folks, if you're thinking of improving your communication and your speaking, don't take it for granted. Some people see the word free. Well, you know, one of my mentors taught me a long time ago, and I'm sure you guys, you know, teach your folks the same thing. If you don't pay, mm-hmm. you don't pay attention.
Yeah.
So, you know, a couple weeks ago, we were up north at a cottage, and Suzanne actually taught a group. We actually had someone flew over 2,000 miles to be here for this 3-day boot camp mm-hmm. on learning how to unleash the power of your story. That was 3 days.
Yeah.
This individual, I don't even know how to tell this story, that their credibility. Mm-hmm. Brent, this individual has protected 2 U.S. presidents mm-hmm. and senators. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. Like he walks in, he goes into circles that we can't even imagine.
Right.
Talk about the power of association.
Yeah.
He went home. Like he didn't even need a plane to get home. That's how high he was
yeah.
after learning from Suzanne. So if you're in the GTA, don't even think about it. Just register, be here on Wednesday. If you need a link to register, just put in the comment there and Brent will get you the link where you can actually get a complimentary ticket
yeah.
to the event. So Suzanne, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
So before we wrap up this episode of Social Media Currency, Brad, you're from DC. I think about DC Comics every time I think about DC, right?
Yeah.
You're like a superhero to so many entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So why don't you, can you wrap up with, how do you know Suzanne? Like, how do you guys know each other and why are you working together?
Yeah, so I think that's an extremely interesting story. So, It's sometimes when you move through the world, the universe will just tell you where to be.
Mm.
And you have to listen. I mean, there's certain energies that are in play that are going to push, you know. And I think because there's no one physically standing there with their hands on you, moving you, you don't pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The same thing's happening just from an energy standpoint. You just have to be aware. And so people kept telling me I should meet Suzanne Hart. And I was like, okay. And first it started on social media, some of you guys watching. And you know, some of you all listening may know the story, but people kept saying, you know, you need to meet Suzanne. And I'm
yes.
like, well, who is this person? Okay, well, I'll meet her eventually. And we're busy.
Mm-hmm.
Time is limited for all of us. So I didn't give it the credence that I would have if I had known her beforehand. So I think about the third time someone said it, and then I was at a conference, and they were like, oh, Suzanne Hart is here. Did you guys meet yet? I'm like, why are you all assuming that we just know each other? So then I walked over, and literally, I was like, some people said that I need to know you, so I wanted to say hi. And that started a ripple effect that led to several meetings. We've done some Facebook Live
mm-hmm.
together. And if anybody who is watching Facebook Live, and if you guys are, you know, listening to this podcast right now, my company is Bold Vision Enterprise. And when we really sat down, because we go live every Thursday at 2:30.
Yes.
On business
every Thursday at 2:30.
Every
Bold
Thursday.
Vision.
Yes.
So, what, folks? If you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to make sure we provide a link
okay.
for you to be able to reach out both to Brent and Suzanne as well.
Yeah.
Brent, sorry.
No worries. And so, you know, we were going live every Thursday, and so I was like, Suzanne, if you can come on to Business with Brent Simpson Thursday 2:30 and do a live with me, I think we can make an impact in people's lives.
Wow.
Because we both had a
I love
desire.
The Simpsons.
Yeah. I got that going on too. And so my name is Brent Simpson.
Brent,
so
sorry,
it's like
sorry,
one
sorry.
Off
yes.
of Bart Simpson.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like one letter removed. And so, you know, when in that time frame, we had 4,000, over 4,000
wow.
people over a 7-day period listening to our lives.
That's incredible.
And you know, you think, oh, it's
yeah.
a fluke. And
wow.
then we did it again. And so we did a live again, and this time I think we broke 5,000.
Nice.
And so
nice.
5,000 people were watching, and people started asking us if we would provide coaching to them, and if we had any masterminds that we were doing together, so
yes.
people could participate in. So we started to explore that,
okay.
and that led me to Canada at this point.
Amazing. Welcome to Canada.
Thank
welcome.
Explore the collaboration.
Yeah. Love it.
So you were on the list too. So for anybody listening to the podcast, Gordon is like an amazing individual. And oftentimes when you're on that side of the mic, people don't edify you properly.
Thank you.
Let me say, with the first time meeting you, and this is your podcast, and you all are listening to his podcast right now, so you already understand who he is, but it's an opportunity for me to tell you in real life, it's true. You know, this guy is not only well-connected, he's smart. He understands what he's saying. He understands his power to improve you all's lives. So when you listen to this podcast, know that not only hopefully you got information from this podcast, but you subscribe, because that's extremely important.
Yes.
And sometimes when it's your podcast, it's hard to say, subscribe to me. I think you would.
Yes,
but for some people,
yes.
It is hard.
So. Actually, like, if you don't like my podcast, subscribe anyways. If you love my podcast, go ahead and subscribe.
Because it's going to move somebody.
I appreciate your plug.
It's going to move somebody. So
yes.
For my community that's watching, what is the podcast?
Social Media Currency.
Okay.
So it's just the way it's spelled, Social Media Currency.
Got it. So, yeah. I mean, I think it's important. I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you so much.
And since I've
thank
been in
you.
Canada, I've been very well received. And these guys have treated me awesome. So I think we'll definitely see more of this
come
group.
Back. We're going to have to come back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's been great.
Thank you. Suzanne, any final thoughts?
You know what? I just want to concur with what Brent is saying. You know, I've been on a journey with Gordon for 8 years.
Wow.
And I call Gordon the master connector and the idea guy.
Mm.
And I think the thing that's special about Gordon is his ability to just ideas.
Wow.
Right? You saw it. Mm-hmm. You've witnessed
it. I felt it.
Right?
Wow.
It's like ideas. But people give you ideas. Gordon's ideas are crafted for you to win,
mm-hmm.
right? And not only just the idea, but how can I support you and how can I connect you? That's why I call him the master connector.
Yeah.
How can I connect you so that I help put the pieces in place for
wow.
you for you to win?
Wow.
So when you hear this podcast is called Social Media Currency.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon understands the currency of connection, the currency of relationship, the currency of leveraging ideas. So you definitely want to follow Mr. Gordon So because you never know when he's going to, he might just be talking to you, drop an idea that'll change your life.
And you know, to that effect, let me say this one thing. You guys listening, my background is 19 years in finance, and I used to speak on finance quite a bit.
Mm.
So one thing I used to do, and don't steal it, but since you're listening, I can't stop it, is when I would speak to kids.
But you've heard it first time right here at Social Media.
It's the first time I've said it.
It's
the first time I've ever said this. But, you know, what we always learned as financial advisors was every dollar can be a worker.
Every dollar can be
a worker.
A worker, wow.
And so what are you going to do with your dollar? Are you going to put it to work or lay it to bed?
Wow.
And oftentimes when we just lay it into bed, it's putting it in the bank account. And forgetting about it, putting it under a mattress, whatever it may be.
Yes.
But let's take that a step further and talk about currency.
Yes.
Let's move away from the actual physical dollar and say, are we putting our dollars to work? Imagine if you can design a dollar and fold it up into a little worker and send it off to do a task.
Yes.
What task would you send it to do?
Mm. Wow.
And
that's
so
a great
now
question.
Let's take away that dollar aspect and talk about the currency of this podcast.
Yes.
What will you do with the currency that's provided of this podcast as you move forward? So if you can take this podcast and apply it to your life ongoing, like subscribe, and this is where the subscribe comes into play.
Yes.
Do you make the currency of this podcast what you subscribe to because it subscribes something into your life that pushes you forward?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the listener should be thinking about when you think about, you know, Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thank you so much. Remind me to pay you for that one. Well, folks, thanks again for joining us for another episode of Social Media Currency. If you want to reach out to Brett or Suzanne, I'm going to provide a link inside the podcast. Mm-hmm. And as usual, thank you for being here. And until the next time, I'm going to steal the words from my friend Suzanne Hart. Stay
brilliant.
All right, guys.
All right.